Will your church be one of the issues, etc. 300? Hi, this is Todd Wilkin. We're looking for 300 congregations to pledge $1,000 to Issues, etc. in their budgets. To find out more about the Issues, etc. 300, click the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. You'll even find a one-page informational flyer. Please consider including Issues, etc. in your church's mission or advertising budget. The Issues, etc. 300. As promised, it's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week live this Friday afternoon, November the 5th. We got four sound bites lined up for you to listen to. Once you've listened, you can call, email, text. You can't text. That comes in the future. You can send us a tweet, or you can leave your vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, and you get to pick Soundbite of the Week. Now, the best vote this week, determined at the end of all the voting this afternoon, will receive an LPR bundle package. There's only two ways to get an LPR bundle package. One is to visit the studio in person, and the other is to get the best vote for Soundbite of the Week every Friday. It's an I Have Issues t-shirt, and Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker. That goes to the best vote when we're playing Soundbite of the Week this week. We've got four pieces of audio. We're going to play them for you, and then I want to hear from you. 1-877-623-6943. You can pick it because you like it, you don't like it, you disagree with it, you agree with it, you find it remarkable in some other way, you find it humorous. Your reasons are your own. When you vote, tell us which one you're voting for and why. 1-877-623-MY-IE, talkback@issuesetc.org, or the Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number one this week from Bobby Ross Jr. He's talking about the flawed media coverage of religion and gay suicides.
AP had a story recently. Basically, the story was making the case that gay Mormons are killing themselves because of the church's treatment of homosexuals. But you're talking a 1,000-1,200-word story, and not one specific case is mentioned where there is evidence that this occurred. It's, you know, it's interviewing gay rights activists, it's interviewing experts, it's having religious leaders deny that this is happening. If you were going to report on a serial killer, you would, I would think, have at least one case where somebody had actually been killed and you could document it. And to me, that's what is missing here, is the evidence to support what's being claimed.
All right, that's soundbite number one this week. Should it be soundbite of the week? Give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Phone call votes get to go first. Talkback@issuesetc.org or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number two on this Friday, Pastor Bill Swirla answering the question, when Jesus was tempted, why doesn't Jesus just use his divine power on the devil?
That would have been the way we would do it, right? You know, if we had all the power as the Son of God, just one little backhand slap and just make that devil go away. But then he wouldn't really be our substitute. You know, you have to see that everything that Christ does, from the point of conception, really, is as our substitute. He is humanity. He's the new Adam. So he's really got to do it our way. He can't do it his way, because that'd be kind of cheating. And then, of course, you know, if he pulled that, then you start to wonder what sort of charade the cross was. Because is that just kind of like a show that he died, or was that suffering real? So he does it our way. He does what Adam should have done. You know, Adam was silent in the whole temptation, was Eve's the whole thing, but he does what Adam should have done. He's the second Adam, and he gets it right, is that he trusts the Word. He relies solely on the Word of God, quotes the Word back to the devil, and he literally does send him fleeing, but with the Word, not with a show of power. With the Word, and that's an important lesson for us as well. You know, it's not by might or by power, but by the Spirit who works through the Word. That's how we conquer these things. It's not us, it's Christ who does.
All right, that's soundbite number two. Here is soundbite number three for your consideration. A caller, Joe, he's deeply disturbed by the LPR coffee controversy.
Yeah, this is Joe from Pittsboro, Indiana. Just want to let you guys know, as a truck driver, I'm just totally horrified with this whole half-calf coffee fiasco you got going there. I'm having nightmares It's just terrifying. So, you know, I find myself looking in the drawers, making sure my wife hasn't, you know, tried doing something like that with me. So, anyway, I think I'm going to go see my therapist now.
All right, that's soundbite number three. Should it be soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Get ready to vote. Here's soundbite number four. Our own Chris Rosebro on, well, he calls it the Build-A-God Shop.
If you've ever been to the mall, they have the Build-A-Bear Shop. You can go into the Build-A-Bear Shop and you can build a teddy bear to your specific likings and specifications. I think a lot of people are doing that with God, and they're reducing God down to their own tastes and flavors for what they want in God. So they go to the Build-A-God Shop, and then they kind of pick and choose the attributes of God that more resonate with their personality and tastes and likes and dislikes. They want a God who affirms homosexuality, so they, you know, that goes into their God. They want a God who is loving but isn't just. And so they've reduced God in that way. And the reality is that we don't want to stand in judgment of God's word as if we get to decide and interpret it and exegete it. Instead, Scripture stands over us, and Scripture interprets us. Scripture exegetes us. So it's a very bad error when you approach Scripture in such a way that you're going to reduce God down to only those attributes that he's revealed that you like or dislike. You really run in danger of committing the sin of idolatry, of making a god in your own image.
All right, we're coming to you live on this Friday afternoon. It's the 5th of November. Time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Phone callers get to vote first. 1-877-623-MYIE. 877-623-6943. Vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Send us a tweet at issuesetc or email talkback@issuesetc.org. It's Friday. I'm in love.
This is a message for members of Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Thrivent Financial has a new charitable grant program called Thrivent Choice. Thrivent Choice allows you to designate charitable outreach funds to Lutheran Public Radio. For more information, look for the Thrivent logo under the Donate page of our website, issuesetc.org, or ask your Thrivent representative about Thrivent Choice. Help support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. with Thrivent Choice.
Are you looking for a Christ-centered, cross-focused church? Check out the Find a Church page at our website, issuesetc.org. Are you tired of worship that's more about self-help than the Savior, the Christian rather than the Christ, and Christ in you instead of Christ for you? It's not about you. It's about Jesus for you. Find a church near you, issuesetc.org, and click Find a Church.
Others talk. We have something to say. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Imagine SteadfastLutherans.org as the internet version of your neighborhood pub, your neighborhood confessional Lutheran pub, that is, where the finest in Lutheran conversation is going on at every table and at the bar, sometimes contentious, but always informative and unabashedly Lutheran. We're only serving Wittenberg Ale. We even have a guy named Norm, so check us out. www.steadfastlutherans.org. We'll save a seat at the bar for you.
Have you ever wanted to know about the origins of Issues Etc.? Did you know church leaders were opposed to teaching the laity Reformation theology? Check out our new YouTube video, You Can't Teach Lay People Theology, issuesetc.org, and click support. Equipping the priesthood of all believers. Watch the short YouTube video, You Can't Teach Lay People Theology today. Just go to the support page of our website, issuesetc.org.
If you were going to report on a serial killer, you would, I would think, have at least one case where somebody had actually been killed.
You have to see that everything that Christ does is as our substitute. He is humanity. He's the new Adam.
I'm having nightmares. It's just terrifying. You know, I find myself looking in the drawers, making sure my wife hasn't tried doing something like that with me.
I think a lot of people are doing that with God, and they're reducing God down to their own tastes and flavors for what they want in God. So they go to the Build-A-God shop, and then they kind of pick and choose the attributes of God that more resonate with their personality and tastes and likes and dislikes.
All right, we've got 10 minutes left for your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Soundbite number one is Bobby Ross Jr. talking about the flawed media coverage of religion and gay suicides. Soundbite number two, Pastor Bill Swirla, why doesn't Jesus use divine power on the devil when he's tempted? Soundbite number three, caller Joe, disturbed by the LPR coffee controversy. Or soundbite number four, Chris Rosebro on the Build a God Shop. I want to hear from you, listeners with the best vote. We'll get an LPR bundle package. And I have Issues t-shirt and Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker. Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. Our Twitter address, @IssuesETC. Our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. And our phone number, 1-877-623-MYIE. Speaking of the phones, here's Herman listening in Illinois. Hi, Herman.
Thank you for taking my call. I'm voting for Bobby Ross on number one. I think that it needs to bring some factual clarity to what is otherwise obviously masquerading as pro-homosexual propaganda in this instance.
Well, Herman, thank you very much. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-MYIE, our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC, and our in-studio email address, talkback@IssuesETC.org. Sarah in Minnesota says she's voting for number four. It is common for very young children to name their bears after themselves, talking about Build-A-Bear. I think people should do the same with their Build-A-Gods, and the resulting confusion would be much less than the current state. At least everybody be honest about it. Yes, thank you very much, smartest listeners in radio. Sarah, thanks for listening in Minnesota. Let's see, Ken in Grand Rapids, Michigan, short and sweet. He says he's voting for number two. Swirla's the man, he says. I guess that's a good enough reason. Frank in Cary, Illinois says, my vote is for Chris Rosebro, the Build-A-God Shop. The scriptures say it's better than I could. Quote, for the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate to themselves teachers to suit their own passions and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander off into myths. Thank you very much, Frank, and thanks for listening, and Cary. Let's see. Dan in Columbus, Ohio says, half a vote to Pastor Swirla because one cannot get enough Jesus, half a vote to Chris Rosebro because Build-A-God is an excellent illustration. Thanks for listening in Columbus, Dan. Let's see what Joe says. He's calling from his car. Hi, Joe.
Hey, thanks for having me on. I got to vote for number four, the Build-A-God quote. That there's so many people, I think, today that do exactly that, and I think that's been a problem throughout history. All the major heresies, all of those things, they've exchanged the God of Scripture for the one in their head or themselves. So, sola scriptura. Thanks.
Well, thank you very much, Joe, and thanks for giving us a call. Let's see. Yeah, it's true that every heresy has that kernel of truth. They always take the attributes of God in some sense and distort them out of proportion or leave a few off. Very insightful, smartest listeners in radio. Lance in New York City says, I vote for Chris Rosebro. He reminds me of a plush, cuddly Lutheran teddy bear. He kind of does, doesn't he? With that dashing smile. This one comes from Jason in Cedar Park, Texas. He says, my vote is for soundbite number four, Build-A-God Shop. Hey, I've been to Build-A-Bear Workshop with my son. They're all cute and cuddly. There are no teeth or claws to be found, and it's the same in the Build-A-God Shop. There is no hammer of the law to be found there. We design God within the limits that we set, and the same applies to how we would handle his holy word. We would prefer to take out the parts that don't fit our concept of God, and like Build-A-Bear, finally, we get to name our God, and in the end, we confess that we are God. May God crush our sin of idolatry and call us back to the only Lord and Savior from sin, death, and the devil. He says, honorable mention for Joe on the LPR coffee controversy. Jason, thank you very much for listening in Texas. Kia in Birmingham, Alabama says, we cannot expect the secular world to get the message right about homosexuality, so we cannot hold them to the same standard as other Christians. So Soundbite number one is out. We should expect that Christians submit themselves to the revealed word of God. Instead, Christians like to imagine that in order for God to vanquish Satan, he had to have done so in the fullness of his Godhead rather than in the humility of his humanity. This is exactly what soundbite number four is addressing. Christians who make God to be what they want to be rather than how he has revealed himself. Kia, thank you very much for listening in Alabama. Helen in Austin, Texas says, number one, we get a lot more propaganda than accurate information on this subject. And if an anti-Christian slant can be built into an article, so much the better. And she says, number four is true, but it's been said quite often. So her vote is for number one. Thanks for listening in Austin, Texas, Helen. On the phone from St. Louis, here's Randy. Hi, Randy.
Hi, Todd. How are you?
Very well. Who are you voting for? Good.
I've got to vote for the coffee controversy. Just because that is so unconscionable. I just can't understand how that could happen. I mean, the Build-A-God thing is tragic enough, but substituting coffee like that, nah, I've got to give him a vote.
I tend to agree with you there, Randy. Of course, I don't get a vote, and thank you very much for listening in St. Louis. Thanks for voting there. So one for Joe, the caller, who is equally disturbed by Craig's surreptitious replacement of full-calf coffee for half-calf coffee for over 2 years before he was forced to admit it. I'm still reeling from it, actually, to tell you the truth. Dennis in Michigan says, I vote for Joe, soundbite number three. What Craig did bordered on sacrilege. He needs to repent. Fat chance, Dennis, but thanks for listening in Michigan. Let's see. I've still got another couple votes here. This would be from Thomas in Alma, Michigan. He says, since I have to choose one of the four, which are all good, I vote for number four, Chris Rosebro. He hits the nail squarely on the head in describing how many build a God in their own image today. But the best soundbite I heard this week was from Pastor Wilkin in his closing comments on the Bill Hybel sermon review. Quote, was the devil offended at all by that sermon? I think that should be added as part of number four in the sermon review diagnostic. If the devil ain't offended by a sermon, it ain't a Christian sermon. Great stuff. Thomas, thanks for listening in Michigan. And this one comes from Jen near Denver, who says she's privileged to listen live today. We do love our on-demand listeners, though. Vote for number four, Build a God. What a train wreck. People will believe anything. It's very sad. Something else Chris said in his interview was important, and it's how we do our job to spread the gospel, specifically that there is a hell and it's not a nice place. I'm reminded of two things by this soundbite. Chris's bump ad is the guy calling the church helpline wanting to return the Jesus he bought. That's good. And the Vegas musician Penn and Teller's, sorry, can't remember the first name, who did a YouTube video about a Christian coming up to him after a show one night and telling him about Jesus' death for our sins. Penn's main comment was, if they really believe all that all non-believers in Christ's death and resurrection will go to hell, then how much we must hate those non-believers around us when we don't tell them that Jesus died for the forgiveness of our sins. Jen, thank you for your vote near Denver. The winner this week, soundbite number four, Chris Rosebro, the Build-A-God shop.
If you've ever been to the mall, they have the Build-A-Bear shop. You can go into the Build-A-Bear shop and you can build a teddy bear to your specific likings and specifications. I think a lot of people are doing that with God, and they're reducing God down to their own tastes and flavors for what they want in God. So they go to the Build-A-God shop, and then they kind of pick and choose the attributes of God that more resonate with their personality and tastes and likes and dislikes. They want a God who affirms homosexuality, so they, you know, that goes into their God. They want a God who is loving but isn't just. And so they've reduced God in that way. And the reality is that we don't want to stand in judgment of God's word as if we get to decide and interpret it and exegete it. Instead, Scripture stands over us, and Scripture interprets us. Scripture exegetes us. So it's a very bad error when you approach Scripture in such a way that you're going to reduce God down to only those attributes that he's revealed that you like or dislike. You really run in danger of committing the sin of idolatry, of making a God in your own image.
All right, that is the winner of Soundbite of the Week, Chris Rosebro on the Build-A-God shop. The LPR bundle package this Friday goes to, I think, Joe, the caller. He might have been a first-time caller. And Joe, if you'd give us a call back, 877-623-MY-IE, with your mailing address and shirt size, we will send out the LPR bundle package to you. Folks, if you've enjoyed listening to Issues Etc. this week, please consider making a tax-deductible donation this weekend. You can make a secure online contribution at issuesetc.org. You can also donate by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio. Send it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Thanks for listening. Thanks for your support. Now, when you go to church this weekend, please invite your fellow parishioners to tune into Issues Etc. next week. Just tell them next week's going to be a great week. It always is here on Issues Etc. Man is forever making God back in his own image. And for some reason, the Christian church today is encouraging people to do this. I don't know why, because for so many centuries, the Christian church knew what idolatry was. Apparently now, it is unable to tell the difference between God and the Build-A-God. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you again Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address: Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.